Roll call. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Dart is not here. President Rafter's here. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Trustee Sampson. Second. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number three, action regarding preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessments and to establish date of public hearing. Mr. Jean.
Thank you. Under this year's street reconstruction project, we will be installing new storm laterals from the main to the property line. In accordance with the village's code, the cost to install a new lateral is assessable to the property owner. I want to make it clear that the removal and replacement of existing laterals is not. That will not be special assessed. In front of you today is the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessments. This starts the process. It sets in motion the other things that we have to do to meet statutory requirements. Along with approval of the resolution, we need to set a public hearing date. We had reviewed this at the Public Works Committee on Wednesday night, and they had made a recommendation to the Village Board to approve the preliminary resolution and to hold a public hearing on March 2nd at the Village Board meeting. With approval of these items today, I'll be working with staff to get out a letter to the property owners that will be special assessed, along with the notice of the public hearing, along with the engineering report. The engineering report includes the estimated cost of the special assessments to the benefited property owners. That will go out on Monday, and on Tuesday, I think today, Carrie, correct me if I'm wrong, we have to get an ad over to the paper so that they can publish the public hearing notice. That will need to be, I believe, in the paper on Tuesday.
Yeah. The letters will go out today. The paper will be publishing on Tuesday, I believe.
Brad, there are multiple things going out. Here, unless we've changed our schedule, today we'll go out, we'll be a mailer to everybody on the project. We're getting out an informational letter to everybody on the project. Not everybody on the project will be special assessed for a lateral. That will go out today so that everybody is well aware of the upcoming street reconstruction project. Monday, the special assessment letter will go out. Tuesday, we'll have an ad in the paper.
So you're looking for a motion to approve the resolution and to schedule the public hearing.
Correct.
Okay, any questions for Sean?
How many days in advance do we need to publish in the paper?
2 weeks.
Okay. I had 15 days in my head for some reason. That's why I thought I'd ask. Okay, thank you.
That is correct, right, Carrie?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Question regarding the amounts that are being assessed, the individual properties.
Sure. On Roselawn, there are 9 properties receiving a special assessment. The approximate cost of that per property, per lateral, is $3,300. Beaumont, There are 26 properties, and the approximate amount is 2,200. On call, there are 10 with an assessment of roughly $1,900. In total, 48 properties at a total cost of, roughly speaking, $115,000. We are going to finalize these special assessments this morning and have the engineering report on file come Monday.
And the fees that were being assessed are being assessed based on the length of the service?
Yes. We calculate the special assessment on a street by street basis. We take the for a street, we take the total actual footage multiplied by the unit cost for that the unit cost for the installation of the lateral. We take that total and divide it by the number of properties benefited on that street to come up with the cost.
Do they all have the same length of service?
No, they don't. And on Cobb, the cost is, I'm sorry, on Roselawn, the cost is more expensive than the other two streets, Beaumont and Cobb, because the right-of-way is a lot wider. The roadway is wider than Beaumont and Cobb. On Beaumont, the right-of-way width is 50. On Cobb, the right-of-way width is 60. The other variable in play is the location of the mainline storm sewer.
So one's 50 feet, one's 60 feet?
On Roselawn, the right-of-way width varies from 70 to 100.
Oh, okay.
On Beaumont, the right-of-way width is 50. And on Cobb, the right-of-way width is 60. I do want to add that the unit cost that we had applied to these special assessments were the cost that the bid cost that we received in 2019, and that had come in high. When we had estimated the cost in 19, we had assumed a unit cost that we were accustomed to, and in 19 the prices came in much higher than what we had anticipated. This year we're being conservative. We're using the number that we had got in 19. We're hopeful that will come in lower, and the cost to the homeowner will come down.
Okay, so those, the numbers that you're using are not cast in stone.
They're a not to exceed.
Not to exceed.
For the most.
Okay. Any other question?
I guess one of the things we need to talk about now, and to just make sure that we have time to work on it, would be how do we handle the public hearing virtually? Let's just say we get 25 people that want to provide public comment at the hearing. How do we do that? How do we prevent everybody from talking at once?
That we can manage. What we can do is when you send the letters out, you, especially to those who are impacted, so that will be 36, 45 properties about.
Yep.
Right. Let them know that if they want to speak at the hearing, that it would be best for them to let us know. So either to call Carrie directly or call yourself, whoever, or to send a letter in or an email. But to let us know that they'd like to speak at that hearing. We will do it virtually. And then I can manage them.
Okay.
So we would let them, as long as we know who they are, much like they do at the county board meetings. If you want to speak, you have to fill in a form when you come in, and here's the form, you know, then we take them in order.
We can do the same thing. We'll just do it virtually.
Now, we might get a few that call in to discuss the sidewalk, the installation of the sidewalk, and that isn't the person. As you know, that isn't the purpose of the public hearing. It's specifically to talk about the special assessment, the cost of these special assessments.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to weed those out.
Yeah, and when we ask them to let us know if they want to speak, on what topic do you want to speak? I mean, the public hearing is about the special assessments. And we can deal with the other stuff.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about that.
Sounds good.
Good point, though. Yeah, make it very clear that they should let us know ahead of time that they want to speak, just because we're in a virtual world and we have to control it differently. And then I'll just make sure everyone's on mute. And then one at a time, I'll know who wants to speak, and I'll take them off of mute.
Okay.
Mr. Sampson.
I saw the cat had its tail raised, but I think it's withdrawn the question, so I'll go ahead. Can the letter or will the letter include something along the lines of, and maybe this is a question I should have asked yesterday, called in advance, but it's worth asking. Alloway does not normally have special assessments. This is different, and explain why. I just want to make sure that the fairness is out there, that everybody else over time has paid for this service. In fact, I think, isn't there an ordinance that your sump pump has to connect to the stormwater? And for whatever reason, it's not been done on some of the properties, especially in the older areas of town. You know what I'm saying. I would just like to see, maybe in the letter, something along those lines that points out why this is being done in this case. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we do have in the letter.
Oh, maybe I missed it. I thought I'd comb through that, but.
And I can read it. As part of the project, any property that currently does not have a storm sewer lateral, we provided one to the property line. For those properties sharing an existing lateral, a new separate storm lateral will be provided to each property. In accordance with Village Code, the cost to install a new lateral is accessible to the benefited property owner. The estimated cost of the special assessment by address along with payment procedures are provided on the enclosed engineering report on special assessments. We can add or edit that.
I read that and I understand, but I think it's a big enough deal that you have maybe after that paragraph something, you know, that kind of translates it and says Alloway does not normally do special assessments, but in this case, there's equity or fairness. Everybody, just communicate that everybody else has paid over time, and now with the nature of this project, it's your turn to pay. I don't. There's a nice way to say that, but I think you really should call that out separately to head off that question.
What about something along the lines of it's consistent with previous construction projects of this manner?
That's very helpful.
Well, wasn't it
based on the note? Go on, I'm sorry, Penny.
So we never really made them change unless they sold their houses, right? When the house was for sale, it had to be up to code. Am I right? With the laterals? I missed the first part, so I may be way off base here. But I'm thinking this is just bringing them to where everybody else is, right?
Yeah. On our older streets, a number of people don't have stormwater laterals. Before we do any major paving, we require these new laterals be installed so that a year or two after we're done with the paving, they don't ask to kind of connect to our main line, and then we have to go under the newly paved roadway. Village code for special assessments, it's clear that for all new laterals, storm, water, sanitary, that that is an assessable cost to the benefited property owner. The removal and replacement of existing laterals is not, and that gets back to Chris's point that at one point when these roads were first constructed, yes, the benefited properties paid their fair share. They paid for the cost of the infrastructure, and I have to look at the street improvement, but yes. At one point, that property owner had paid.
Yeah, and that Chris, when you say we don't normally special assess, in this case we do, by ordinance, by our code.
Yeah. Right?
So to say that this practice is consistent with previous projects and our village code, that the foundation is the village code.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get to make sure that this is not a one-time thing. This is consistent with other construction projects. When the homes were built, some had them, some didn't, and those people paid for it.
That should head off, you know, any complaints of unfairness or why are you singling out, you know. Maybe the letter itself does not have to be approved by the board. I could sit down after this meeting ends, and if I've got some thoughts, send them off, CC everybody, and you can choose whether that's additive or not to the letter. So that's what I'll do. If I have some phrases that, you know, come to mind, I'll...
Very good.
It's just, you know, if I've had neighbors or anytime anybody, geez, alloy taxes are high, really, the taxes are high all over in a municipality, but... but there's no special assessments. You get all this great service, the plowing, the leaf, you know, everything is great. And then here we have something that looks like special assessments. And if anybody remembered that I said that, well, wait a second. So that doesn't hurt to be a little more clear, I think. Thank you.
Chris?
Yeah.
That would have to be this morning.
Right. Right.
Carrie and Kim are working hard to get this package to go out on Monday, and they're hopeful to have it ready to go Monday by the end of today, because they're preparing for the election on Tuesday.
Okay, good. I'll sit down and in a half hour, two sentences, no more, and see what you think, if that adds anything. Something that can really easily be slipped in. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Any other questions or thoughts for Sean? Hearing none, I will accept a motion on this item. We are looking for a motion on the approval of the resolution and the scheduling of the public hearing for March 2nd. Do I have a motion to that effect? I will make said motion. I will make a motion to approve the preliminary resolution of intent to levy special assessments and to schedule a public hearing, or resolution 2021-02, I'm sorry, and then to schedule a public hearing for this matter on March 2nd. Do I have a second? Matthew, Trustee Harris, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the resolution and schedule a public hearing for March 2nd and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you very much.
And just as a note, Jim Genrick was not present.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Genrick was not here as well. But we do have a quorum. Okay, item number 4, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. I thank you all very much and have a nice warm day.
Thanks.
Get some sleep, Lynn.
Have a good weekend.
Hi, Lynn. Pandemic over with.